Welcome to the Aligned Mama Podcast. I'm Liz DeFinis, a mama to three incredible kids, wife, and an alignment coach. I have taken my background in occupational therapy and psychology and transformed it into a self-help platform just for you. Please join me for quick tips on integrating techniques into your life to create more space for peace and tranquility. Because, after all, finding and embracing joy is what life is all about. I look forward to serving you, and thanks for tuning in. Hey there, Aligned Mama. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Aligned Mama Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about Uncle Sam, our favorite subject, right? Talking all about taxes and these adult things that, I mean, quite honestly, I knew were there when I was a kid, but I don't think I understood quite to the extent of the adulting that comes with this kind of thing. So we're going to talk about how we can talk to our kids about things like taxes and in a way that produces a desirable outcome. And so something for me, you know, as an entrepreneur is this awareness around how things have evolved, how my thought process around these things have changed. And I mean, even when I first started as an entrepreneur, you know, it's like paying taxes, it's a little bit different as an entrepreneur because you're not just having money come out of each paycheck, right? When I worked a 9-to-5, went to work, did the thing, right? Earned my paycheck biweekly, and then that paycheck had taxes and, you know, things like Social Security and all that good stuff coming out, right? Well, the thing is about all of that is that when that's happening, it's producing consistency in life, right? But as an entrepreneur, it's a little bit different. And so then we shift into things like quarterly taxes, or, you know, if you're like me and you're just kind of trying to survive those first couple of years, you know, you're paying it at the end, or you don't end up owing because your business is upside down, quite honestly. And so in the previous years, my business had been upside down. But in 2023, I had significantly increased business revenue, and I also had worked some other jobs. And so I had different like W2W4 income coming in as well, which was a little bit different than previously. And so it definitely created a big thing. So when it came tax season, I decided to be an adult this year, and I hired a CPA, which was very exciting also, right? Becoming like a real adult in all of the ways, which is a lot of fun. So I definitely am in that space where I'm just, you know, looking around and saying, okay, like I feel feelings that I owe all this money to taxes. There's solutions to this, right? Like in 2024, I'll be paying quarterly and things like that, putting that in place. But it's understanding the serve and the limit of both sides, and knowing that, like, as much as I feel feelings about taxes and money and the big like bump of like seeing all this money come out of the account, is knowing that, like, this is part of it. You know, this is part of the success that I have created. And I mean, ultimately, as a 9-to-5er, I would have paid all of these taxes anyway. It's not as noticeable. You know, it's a little bit different when it's just auto coming out of your paycheck. But, you know, there's a serve and limit to that too, because we don't really like feel like we're paying it then. Whereas now I get to be like, okay, I am contributing in this way. You know, I am taking this money out of my account that I could have spent on other things, although not really because I'd go to jail. And I get to say, I'm going to tangibly spend these on this thing. And we get to create that opportunity for ourselves. And so that's something that's been really helpful for me in working through this context of paying taxes and what it means and what it feels like. So that being said, what this really did in my house, in addition to me working through all my own money mindset things, was I got to talk to my kids about taxes. And it was really a great conversation because obviously when we're going to have, you know, a five-figure amount coming out of our bank account, it's not super helpful, right? Like it's like, okay, like my account feels like it's extremely low now. I feel like that capital that I had there is not there, which it wasn't really capital anyway, right? Because it really needed to go to taxes, and there's better ways to set up those systems and quarterly payments and all things. I get that. Okay. So I promise I'm becoming an adult for real. But I got to talk to my kids about this, and we got to look at, you know, things like the money that we have going out every single month and what that looks like and like what we're spending money on and like what we want to spend money on. And like, is this our desire over here to spend money on that thing, or is that not our desire? And it's like, we were able to take this and think about it in a bigger picture of the summer, right? And we were talking about trips, like going to Disneyland. And so something that, you know, I had brought to their attention that I thought was really interesting is, you know, if we spend $50 a week on something, and in this example, we use the example of junk food. If we spent $50 a week on junk food, on, you know, chips and pretzels and snacks and cupcakes, it's just junk, right? Like stuff that is not needed food-wise to like be sustainable and be healthy, right? If we spend $50 a week on that for the entire year, for 52 weeks of the year, right? We are spending $2,600, right? And then I was able to remind them that for that amount, we could go to Disneyland. And they're like, oh, wow, like I want to go to Disneyland, right? Like I had that moment of like realization of how the money kind of stacks up. Like, yeah, it's only, you know, $5 for this bag of chips. But, you know, when we're buying multiple things every single week, it adds up and creates this opportunity where, you know, would you choose to trade in your snacks for Disney? And so we talked then about, you know, what it looks like in the summer. And so what activities we want to do this summer. You know, my kids like to do things like different summer camps and all that kind of stuff, right? And so when we were looking at all of that, it was getting them to see that, you know, money being spent on those different things is something that it's a good thing. You know, it's a good thing. And we get to choose what we want to do. And I'm open to paying for different experiences that they want. But we talked about what it feels like to have like a set amount, right? To say, okay, you know, everybody gets to choose something that costs $500. So this could be that you go to two camps. This could be that you choose to go to a camp that maybe is a little more than 500, more than that. And so you only go to one camp, right? This could be choosing to go to the water park for a day, or maybe we want to go on an overnight trip somewhere, right? And go exploring and stay in a hotel. And so it was like, if each person came at this and they were like, okay, like I have $500 to choose whatever I want to do for the summer, like what are the things that I choose to do? And so I had everybody make, you know, a summer bucket list. And I know my middle son, he's still working on that. Obviously, Liza being four is a little bit exempt from this activity, but it's great for my boys, you know. So Wyatt's still finishing his up. Jake has his all put together. But, you know, they're 9 and 10, and it's a great time for them to start thinking about and understanding, like, you know, where money comes from and how we spend our money and how we, I don't really love the word like budget our money, but like we get to choose how we spend our money, basically. You know, we have money that comes in and we have money that goes out, and we get to choose in a lot of instances how our money goes out, where we're putting it, right? And so this is just such a great empowering conversation. My favorite part of the conversation was when we were talking about them getting jobs, right? So my older son's like, can I get a job? And I was like, well, I mean, you're a little young yet. You're not gonna be able to get like a traditional job yet. You have to get working papers, yada, yada, all the things, right? I said, but you can definitely earn money doing different things for sure, right? And as we were talking about this, it was, you know, this awareness of like, okay, like what does it mean when we get a job? And so I went with easy numbers, right? We didn't want to have to math during this conversation, but I gave them the example of getting a job, and we work, you know, we make $10 an hour and we work 10 hours a week, right? So if we work 10 hours a week for $10 an hour, it's $100 a week. And they're like, yeah, like I want to make $100 a week. I'm like, okay, great. I'm like, but this is how taxes work. I was like, so when you make $100 a week, you really only make a percentage of that amount, because a percent of that will go to taxes. And so we were talking about that, and we just picked again like an easy number. And I was like, so let's say 10% goes to taxes. And Wyatt, you know, he's like a math whiz over there. He's like, oh, he's like, so I would really only get $90. And I was like, right. I said, so even though you're working 10 hours, you're really only going to make the money for about 9 hours, because you're going to be paying the other portion of that to taxes. And they're like, what does that mean? Like, who gets it? And I was like, the government. I was like, we're paying it to the government. You know, we live here, and like, we're, you know, using resources here, et cetera, right? And they're like, that's not fair. That's crazy. And it was so good to have this conversation with them, you know, because number one, it's like, I mean, we all feel that a little bit sometimes, right? When we're looking at something like paying taxes, we're like, oh my gosh, like I feel feelings about all that, right? Like it definitely comes up, right? But it's like, as we start to develop a sense of like understanding the world a little bit more, like what makes the world go round, and how we're contributing and what we get for these things. And, you know, what kind of opportunities are afforded to us with this kind of stuff, right? I think that all of that is super helpful. And so what I found in this scenario, in this circumstance, was really being able to look at this from a little bit of a different perspective of like, oh, you know, when I'm explaining this to my kids, it's being able to present it in a way that they feel good about spending this money. And so I get to create that same feeling for myself. And ultimately, getting the kids to understand and kind of take part in the fact that this is all of our money. Like, yes, like I'm bringing in money from the business, but, you know, it's their willingness to do their homeschool work. It's their willingness to like be quiet when I'm on calls. Like that's helping contribute to the family fund, right? And so I'm like helping them develop a sense of like autonomy and interdependence with this and like seeing like where they're a part of this, like where are they a part of everything that we're doing? And so, you know, obviously this is something too that I've integrated with my kids a while back is that my kids do certain tasks for me in the business and they do like social media marketing, right? So they help me with some of my social media management stuff, you know, engagement and different things that like quite honestly need to be done. They're really, really important to be done because this is obviously what increases the reach within marketing. But at the same time of those needing to be done, it's also noting that like a certain sense of, you know, accomplishment for them that they're, you know, helping contribute this thing. And so they get paid for that. And then, you know, that's ultimately what's creating a lot of the funds and the things that we're using. We're like, you know, we have them going to a co-op right now, right? So when they go to the co-op, you know, that comes out of that fund that's created. And so there's lots of different ways that we're able to integrate this and we're able to create open communication around money and taxes and how this works. But at the end of the day, paying Uncle Sam still feels uncomfortable, right? And so, you know, I up until this point in my life, I don't think that I've ever actually owed any money for taxes. I think I've always been at that point where I was able to deduct enough that, you know, there wasn't any owed. You know, I wasn't making enough. You know, I wasn't making enough to counterbalance the fact that I had two and then three kids. And when I worked in traditional jobs, I always had them take out like a little bit extra. So when I was like working overtime and whatnot, it wasn't messing up the balance there. And so it felt really good to like see all the different possibilities with that and like what that looks like and just kind of being able to figure it out, you know. But this is like adult stuff that like we just don't talk about. And like I know me like growing up, like I kind of heard about taxes, but I didn't like know anything about it. I didn't understand any of it. Like it made no sense to me. And so this was like really like a great opportunity for me to get to like talk to my kids about some of these higher level things, because I know Jake is really interested in like entrepreneurship and like, you know, we're getting ready right now. There's a junior entrepreneur little craft thing that's coming up. And so basically, you know, you pay $14 for your spot and then you bring your goods and you sell them, right? And then you can sell them and make a profit. So, you know, he's understanding like, you know, we went over when we bought all the supplies for him to make the crafts. Like, you know, that was $80 and it's $14 to get in the door. And so, you know, it's him understanding that, you know, we are already at like $100 before we've even sold anything. And so it's, you know, pricing things accordingly and just being able to understand the business side of that and understanding. And then we get to talk about like taxes and, you know, claiming the money that we make and like what that looks like in taxes to be able to do that. And it's just a fascinating experience to get to like not just like tell them about the stuff, but to actually get to do it with them. And that is something that I really want to be able to integrate for them, you know, is these experiences of how the world works rather than just like telling them or even worse, like not telling them. And then they have no idea what's going on. I want them to really understand why this is going on and what is happening and like how it works so that one day when they're, you know, doing this on their own, they at least have some kind of reference point for it. I know for me, I had like zero reference point of like why things happened the way they happened or what we did with them, or I just didn't understand it. And so when it came time for me to like look at things as an adult, I'm like, I just, you know, I just didn't know, right? And I would just kind of blindly hire CPAs or do it on TurboTax. And, you know, this year working with a CPA was my first opportunity to get to like really like ask some real questions and really figure some things out, optimize deductions, all of that kind of stuff, right? And so, you know, as I'm moving into 2024, like I'm making better decisions, you know, quarterly payments and opportunities to really like, to really rise, to really, you know, maximize profits in the business and, you know, ensuring that like I'm really being honest and looking at how much money I have coming in and how much money I have going out. Do the deductions even make sense? Am I making enough of a profit to make it worth it? When I look at what I owe in taxes, am I putting enough away from that? Like, guys, I mean, this is boring shit, but like, this is the reality. And, you know, the thing about having a business and being a business owner is that, you know, I've had a steady increase in my business every single year, and that's an amazing thing. But like, I don't always know, I haven't always anticipated what the steady growth is. And so I don't exactly know what I would owe on taxes. I didn't exactly have a good picture of like what this means for me. And now I'm like looking at it and I'm like, yeah, like, okay, now I get it. Now I understand like what I'm doing and why I'm doing it and like what that really means for me. Because I feel like the business is making it now. You know, it's like I'm getting there and I'm putting in that adult kind of business owner effort into everything I'm doing. And I want to ensure that I'm having those conversations with my kids all along the way. And so, you know, it's looking at your life right now and saying to yourself, okay, like, what are some of the things that I don't share with my kids? And understand that we don't put the burden of this stuff on our kids, right? Like, I'm not putting the burden of paying taxes onto my children, but I am talking to them about the fact that we do pay taxes. You know, we make X amount of money in amount of time, and that a certain percentage of that is paid out to taxes, and getting them to kind of wrap their heads around what that looks like is super important. Because when we do that, it allows them to feel like they have a reference point in their own life for what's really going on. I remember my mom always telling the story of like how I, about how I used to, you know, tell her to go take money out of the bank. You know, I'd be like, oh, I want this thing. And she's like, no, we can't get it. We don't have money. Right. And I'd be like, just go to the bank, right? Go to the Mac machine, use your card. It's like, that's not how it works. Right. And it's something that like I want my kids to have the freedom to have what they want. I want my kids to have the freedom to make choices. I want my kids to feel the abundance of money in their life, but I want them to truly understand the flow of money in their life as well, because all of this is something that is vitally important. And I think it's really important that that collectively as a society, we are challenging ourselves to have more real conversations with our kids and getting them to understand some more of these life skills of what's going on in the world around them. Because ultimately, that is what is helping them strategically become the person that they want to be one day at a time, right? And like understand that as a mom, like you are contributing to who they're becoming each and every day by everything that you do and say and think and all the actions, and like all of it is stacking up. And so when you think about how you're modeling this for them, what kind of experience are they having? For sure around money, but like just life in general. And like I want my kids to really see what money does and the good of money, because money really affords us opportunities to make memories and like have these experiences in our life. I mean, yes, we can make money at home without spending any money at all. Absolutely. But, you know, when we all pile in the car and we take a trip out to like Yellowstone one day, like that's also a memory. And we're able to do that by choosing how we want to spend our money, by being really intentional with the money that we have and, you know, where we want it to go, what buckets we want to put it in, how we want to spend it, what kind of memories we want to create, rather than, you know, just spending it willy-nilly on like little things that are, you know, nickeling and diming us to death, right? And so as I've shared this with my kids and we're going through the summer bucket list, which I love, you know, this is definitely something that I put together with my kids and we continue to do year after year. And, you know, it's really just writing down all the things we want to do this summer and then taking a look at what those are and which ones are most important to us, why they're most important, and then choosing to do the ones that make the most sense, right? And of course, if we have some that overlap from kid to kid on their list, like that makes sense. Let's prioritize the one that they both want to do. But this allows for contribution, you know, for them to contribute not only in their ideas, but also, you know, giving them those suggestions of how they can contribute to the household that will, you know, provide us those opportunities to be able to go and do those things that they want to go do. So lots and lots of layers in here and how we do this. But ultimately, challenge yourself as an aligned mom to have real conversations with your kids, to talk about real things, to not be afraid. Don't shy away from conversations around things like, you know, paying taxes, because for children, this is something that, yes, it's over their head, but at some point it's not. And when we talk to them about this, we're opening the door for other conversations that are very activating for them, that are stimulating for them, that get their brains thinking, right? And I know for my kids, like, I definitely don't want them to just be making decisions that are like go along to get along kind of choices. I want them to be making choices that feel really good to them because they know what the hell they're making a choice for, right? They're not just like doing it willy-nilly. They're like really choosing, like, I want to make this choice for this outcome. And, you know, I know that my boys definitely have some of that entrepreneurial spirit, and I'm happy for them to choose to do anything that they want to do, you know, college or no college or starting a business or working a 9-to-5. Like, they get to make their own choices in life. But what I do want them to understand is what brings them joy, you know, what brings them and fulfillment in their life, and have them making choices that really lead them to that, because that is something that, like, I know is going to help them further where they are and where they want to be, so that I can really be somebody that is supportive of them and able to help them develop and become the person that is getting the lifestyle that they want to get. And hiding our head in the sand and not looking at real conversations like Uncle Sam is definitely not helping the kids get to where they want to go one day either. And so, can you challenge yourself to have age-appropriate conversations about things that just seem a little bit weird, right? It seems weird to talk to a 9-year-old about taxes. But I got to tell you, that was an incredible conversation. And this is something thing where, like, you know, as a homeschool mom too, like, being able to learn these teachable moments that are happening all along in life right now, you know, we're putting together curriculums and all the things, and you know, it feels really frustrating sometimes, right? To like be planning all of the things. But like, gosh, I got to tell you, the best learning experiences come in the spontaneous moments of life. And so that's been one of my favorite things, is just looking around and saying like, oh, what could be a really like spontaneous teachable moment today? And, you know, it just so happened that last week it got to be about taxes. So, you know, take a look at that for yourself and look around your house and your life right now and think about what kind of conversations, like what kind of things do you have going on? Thoughts do you have in your mind that if you just shared a little bit about how you were thinking and feeling with your kids, would it become a really teachable moment for them to be able to learn something and take it away? And it's going to be one of those impactful moments that you have with them that they will tuck away and remember forever. You know, those are those magical little moments. You want to have those magical moments with your kids. These are the moments. They're moments in between. The moments that don't seem that impactful are the ones that they will absolutely remember forever. So challenge yourself to really dive into that, to think about what that conversation could look like. Maybe it's not taxes for you, but what do you have going on in your life right now? What is that adult thing that's happening? And are you willing to have real conversations with your kids about it? So, Aligned Mama, take action on this. Really think about what you have going on and how you can really connect with your kids on that. Because when you do, you're going to give them real life experience that will have them wise beyond their years and will arguably make life a lot easier for them in the long run. So take action, talk to your kids, have real experiences with them. And remember, if you want to put any of this together, you want to talk about this, you want to really figure out how this aligns for you in your specific household and your circumstance, book that alignment call below. Let's talk. Let's get that dialed in for you. And also remember, summer bucket list. It's summer's coming up, and it is the best time to be writing out those bucket lists. Encourage your kids to really voice their opinion on what they desire, what they want, and allow them the space to be able to express so that you also can plan and make it happen for them in a way that feels good for you too. This is the kind of thing that makes memories and really gets our families communicating and connecting on a whole new level. So make those summer bucket lists. And Mama, thank you again for tuning into the Aligned Mama podcast. I will see you on next week's episode. You have been listening to the Aligned Mama podcast. Thank you for tuning in. For more tips on aligning your life for optimized balance, go to lizdefinis.com. Don't forget to hit subscribe, and I will chat with you again real soon.